And hello again, everyone. I'm John Ray with Business Radio X, and we are broadcasting live from the grand opening of the new Assurance Financial Office here in Roswell, Georgia. Jeff Smith is the branch manager here. Everyone knows Jeff in Roswell. But if you don't know, you need to come on over and check them out. Jeff does great work. We've been hearing about that from a lot of the folks that he works with while we've been here. And we've got a special guest that's joined us. Kenny Hodges is with us. He's the CEO and founder of Assurance Financial based in Baton Rouge.
Yes, Kenny, sir. Glad to be here, John. Yeah, yeah. First time to Roswell. So awesome. What a beautiful city.
Yeah. Well, we're biased, but we love it. But you've built quite an operation. We've been hearing about that today. 20 years of Assurance Financial. You're the founder of the company. Wow. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's only possible because of people like Jeff Smith, right? You know, we've always said that we try to hire great character folks, right? Before they can be a great lender or a great underwriter, we want them to be, a great person that gives back to their community. And what a great example that is with Jeff and his family.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that really stands out, I was looking at the website earlier, and just the awards that you get for best place to work. I mean, you've got a lot of employee appreciation kinds of awards, if you will, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's that time of year again. I saw an email go out to our people from, there's a company that runs that called Best Places to Work. It's an independent company, and our folks get that. It's an anonymous survey they fill out. And every year it goes out, I hold my breath because you hope at that time that you've done the right things to give them all the tools and support that they need to be great at their job.
Right.
And really that's all we can do is, from leaders of our companies, whatever company you're in, is you make sure your people have the support and the tools they need to be successful and to maximize their performance. And, we get held accountable on it every year when we send that survey out.
Wow. Now, and of course, happy employees make for happy customers. And one of the things we were talking with Clavis Smith earlier, and he was talking about your technology and how much money you put into technological improvements to help people get to that closing table and through it without a lot of hangups.
Yeah, John, technology was late to the mortgage party, really. Okay, so in 2017, 18, I guess, most of the industry, and to Rocket Mortgage's credit, right? You saw in the Super Bowl, I think it was maybe 2016, they did their big ad campaign about push button, get mortgage. And that really drove the market to that digital revolution, if you will. So now when I started in the business 20 years ago, actually I started the business in 1994, but when I started the company 20 years ago, it was a handwritten application. We'd go visit with somebody face to face, get them to sign their documents. You'd make 3 copy packages. You'd FedEx them out to the lenders they were going to. And now it's so convenient. Somebody can apply for a home loan on their smartphone.
Oh, wow.
They can get an approval within minutes. Okay, we say apply with us in less time than halftime and you'll get an approval. That's really the way it is. And to be able to close your loan without even having to go into an attorney office or a notary office, that's where our industry is today. So the technology was late getting here, but it's here now, and it's less intrusive to do a home loan. We just need people to be able to find home loans, actually, to be able to find homes to buy. That's really what our challenge is today, not getting it, not putting them in it. It's the inventory itself.
And you've got a pretty big footprint now. That's a problem across the footprint, right?
You know, it's funny, John, every market that I talk to, the manager of those markets, and they talk about there's just no inventory. It's very difficult to do business there because there's just not enough houses for sale, or appreciation. You got multiple offers, people paying above asking price. And, you know, what I tell them, I say, you know what? It's the same thing I heard last week in Denver. It's the same thing I hear in Austin. It's the same thing I hear in Richmond, Virginia. It's just something we have to deal with, right? And all we can do, because that's not within our control, the good part of it is interest rates are historically low. They'll remain historically low. And, you know, to get the market share, we just have to do great work for our clients, make the process easy for them. The technology part of it's easy, and get them to close on time.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really important in when it's a tight market and somebody's really dying to get that particular house. They really have to be ready with that financing, right? And that's really where you come in.
It is. And, you know, what's really interesting about that, there's so many times where we end up getting a home loan for someone, actually a purchase contract for someone, because the lender that they're working with our company, meaning the realtors, the agents that are involved in that transaction, they see our approval. And it's really because the reputation of the lender that's working on the file, like a Jeff Smith, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Smith approves someone. That everybody involved in that transaction knows that that approval's good, the due diligence has been done, and that loan's going to close, and it's going to close on time. And because of that, it's enabled our clients to have the opportunity to, when they're competing for multiple offers, our clients have the ability and the opportunity to get those deals to where we can get them to the table.
And I think we've made this clear as you've mentioned, but it starts with Jeff, and all the work he does is important, but it's important what's behind him and all the people that you have that are behind him that are getting that loan to where it needs to go and closed, right?
It really is. It's you're only as good as your support team, right?
Yeah.
The folks that, that Jeff serves, his clients, his referral partners, the realtors and such. They'll never see the person in our lock desk that's locking the loans. They'll never see the person that is issuing the disclosures or the processor or the underwriter or the person that's drawing the closing docs. But all of those folks, and the piece of it that's really important to me in my role, is to make sure that all those folks that are supporting our lenders, that they care just as much about those deals getting to the table and closing on time as our lenders do. And I think that's what has separated us. That's what's given us 20 years of success. It makes me so proud of the tenure of folks that we have with our team, that they've been with us a long time. And you see that they've done good for their families. They've been able to do nice things for their family, whether it's take a vacation or send their kids to nice schools or what have you. It really is a proud achievement of mine.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Kenny, look ahead. What's the future look like for Assurance Financial? You're growing offices and growing that footprint, but tell us a little bit about what the next few years holds for the company.
I think what we have to do from a standpoint as a mortgage lender is make sure that it's as convenient as ever for our clients to do business. So we have to meet our borrowers, our people that want to do a loan with us. We have to meet them where the market's going. And so the big challenge for us is to continue to invest in technology to make it easy for them. But also, the differentiator for us compared to some folks, whether it's an online lender would be a good example, mm-hmm. is we've got to give them the technology, but then we got to give them the service, especially the local service. So, Jeff's clients, for instance, it needs to be a real seamless process for them to apply. But Jeff needs to be here, and he needs to be accessible if he needs to meet with them face to face,
right?
Which a lot of, particularly the millennial generation, wants to do.
Sure.
They want to apply online on their terms. They want to meet face to face, and they want to have that support and service and that knowledge that somebody like Jeff can give them. So, I think the technology, given the folks like Jeff, all the tools they need to be successful. And then, going where the market is, making sure that if it's a purchase market, that we've got all the products to give folks, where there's first-time home buyer loans, construction, renovation, what have you, that we have those products and services to compete.
Terrific words here from Kenny Hodges. He's the CEO, president, CEO, and founder of Assurance Financial. Kenny, wow, great work you're doing. Congratulations on your success. Welcome to Roswell. We want you to come back.
Well, John, I want to say one thing here.
Yeah.
How impressive it is to be at a grand opening like this and to see so many business leaders, so many community folks come to this grand opening to be here to support Jeff. You can tell it's really an impressive, impressive family-oriented town, and I just couldn't be more proud to have a stake in the ground here.
Well, we're delighted to have you, and we want you to come back. Roswell is your home, second home, right? So come on back anytime. Kenny Hodges, CEO and founder of Assurance Financial. Kenny, thanks again.
Thanks, John.
Folks, again, we're here live with Assurance Financial, the grand opening of the office here in Roswell, right just north of downtown. Terrific crowd, and stay with us. We'll be back.
Great job.